Hi, and welcome to this demo of the latest Windows Insider build as of this recording as of July 15th, using Narrator to show you off the absolutely excellent quick start guide that Narrator does have with the Windows Insider build. And hopefully this will be part of the full version release of Narrator when it's released later on this year. So I thought I'd give you a demo of it because Microsoft has really done a good job. So I've got my Surface Pro here and I've logged in and I've been using quite a few apps this morning, so I'm just going to leave them running for the moment. Let me just turn on Narrator, and of course that's Control key plus Windows plus Enter. I'll do that now.
Start Narrator settings with Narrator Quick Start window, group, main landmark, heading level 1. Welcome to Narrator Quick Start, one of 13. Welcome back. This guide will come up every time you open Narrator. If you don't want to see it again, check the box next to Don't Show This Guide Again. If you ever want to revisit it, select Learn Narrator Basics with Quick Start in your Narrator settings. You'll also find a link to the complete Narrator guide there. To go through this guide again, press Enter on the Resume Guide button. Remember, to turn Narrator on or off, press and hold the Windows logo key, then press Control and Enter. To stop reading, press Control, then use the up or down arrow keys to keep reading from where Narrator left off. To leave the guide, press and hold Alt, then press F4, group, navigation landmark, resume guide button.
Okay, so we've landed on resume guide. Now I could use Narrator commands to navigate this screen, or I could just press Tab and Shift Tab. So if I'm going to do Tab now.
Start over button.
We've got start over, Tab again.
Uncheck don't show this guide again checkbox.
Checkbox unchecked, which is a checkbox to not show this guide again. And press Tab again.
Resume guide button.
Resume guide.
Start over button.
Start over.
Uncheck don't show this guide again.
Going around in circles, basically cycling. So if I do Shift Tab.
Start over button. Resume guide button. Uncheck don't show this guide. Start over button.
Okay, etc., etc. All right, so I'm going to restart the guide. And of course, other information there was to turn Narrator on and off. I never say Windows logo key. I just say Windows key. So Control, Windows, and Enter to turn Narrator on and off. And of course, Alt F4, remembering on a Surface Pro, the dreaded F4, function key 4 command is also mute. So make sure you've toggled your function keys or hold down the FN key to change it to software only. And then you can press Alt F4 to your heart's content. All right, so I'm just going to check where I am. And I'm going to cheat and just use a Narrator command, which is actually Caps Lock, which is the Narrator key, which will be explained later in this guide. So Caps Lock and Tab.
Start over button.
Yep, I'm on the start over button, which is exactly what I want, so I'm just going to press the space bar.
Group, main landmark, heading level 1. Explore your keyboard, 2 of 13. Throughout this guide, you'll hear keyboard shortcuts and Narrator commands that may be useful to you. They'll sound like this. Caps lock plus 1 dot. That means press and hold caps lock, then press the number 1 key. This shortcut turns on input learning. Input learning tells you what keys you're pressing on your keyboard, as well as the Narrator command associated with them. To turn it off, press and hold caps lock, then press the number 1 key twice. Press enter on the next button to go to the next screen. Group, navigation landmark, next button.
Okay, and again I can press shift tab and tab to go through these screens as well. Alright, so let's enter keyboard exploration mode. So I'm going to press the caps lock key or Narrator key plus number 1 on the number row at the top of my keyboard below the function key line.
Input learning on.
Okay, input learning on. So, for example, if I now press caps lock or Narrator key plus tab,
caps lock, Narrator key, tab, read item.
Okay, read item, caps lock plus T.
Caps T, read window title.
Okay, read window title. All right, and of course, caps lock 1.
Cap 1, toggle input learning, press again to turn off.
Okay, press again to turn off. And of course, I could press keys on the keyboard. Now, just a warning, there's two modes in Narrator. Scan mode on, which is currently what I'm using, and scan mode off. So if I was just to press the letter H at the moment.
H, jump to next heading.
Okay, it says jump to next heading. So that might be a little bit confusing if you've got scan mode turned off. So just let me show you what happens if I've got scan mode turned off, of course, rather than on. So I'm going to press caps lock and 1 twice.
Input learning off.
Now I've come out of input learning. I'm going to press caps lock and space bar.
Scan off.
And I've turned scan mode off. I'm now going to go back into the keyboard learning exploration mode. Caps lock 1 again.
Input learning on.
Now I'm going to press H.
H.
Okay, so now I'm getting normal letters. So I can still do my caps lock on narrator.
Caps lock, narrator key.
And tab, for example. Tab,
read item.
Caps lock and T, caps narrator lock, key.
T, read window title.
Okay, and now I can explore my normal keyboard. So
A, S, D, F, G, H, J, K, L, semicolon.
Okay, enter.
Enter.
Spacebar. Up.
Up arrow, down arrow, right arrow.
Oops, right arrow, left.
Left arrow. Context menu.
Context menu. I'm just going to the left of the left arrow key.
Alt. Space.
I'll keep going to the left.
Alt. Windows.
Function key doesn't say anything.
Control.
Control.
Stop reading.
Up.
Shift.
Go up left hand side. Shift.
Caps lock. Narrator
caps
key.
Caps lock.
Tab.
Tab.
Grave accent.
Grave accent. Escape.
Escape.
So I'm going to turn scan back mode on. Back on again because that's what it really wants when you're learning narrator. So I'm going to do caps lock and narrator key one twice.
Caps lock. One. Input learning off.
And caps lock and space bar to turn scan mode back on.
Scan.
And if I want to verify that I'm in scan mode, caps lock 1 to go back into exploration mode. Now if I press H.
H. Jump to next heading.
Okay, I know I'm in scan mode now because the keys on the keyboard have functions to jump to different elements of the screen, such as H for next heading or Shift H for previous heading, etc. So let's come out of the exploration or input learning mode with caps lock 1 twice because I'm going to finish with that particular mode.
Cap 1, 1. Input learning off.
Let's check where we are. Caps lock tab.
Next button.
And we're still on the next button. So I'm going to press my enter key.
Group, main landmark. Heading level 1. Scan mode 3 of 13. Scan mode is a feature of narrator that lets you use just a few keys to move around your screen.
Scan
mode is already on unless you turned it off. You can practice turning it off and on by pressing caps lock and space bar. Be sure it's turned on for the remainder of this guide. While you're in scan mode, you can press the up and down arrow keys to read different parts of the page. When you get to something that you want to use, like a link or button, press enter. Group, navigation landmark. Next button.
And of course, for people that have used other screen readers, scan mode is going to sound very similar. It's very much like using virtual mode in JAWS, for example, because it actually turns scan mode off when you're in an edit field to allow you to type actually into an edit field. Which again, I'm jumping forward with this quick start that we'll get to in a little while. So to turn scan mode off, like I've already covered previously, caps lock on narrator key plus spacebar.
Scan off.
Okay, now it's off. And turn back on again, caps lock on narrator key plus spacebar.
Scan.
So if I press the up arrow key.
Back button. Group. Navigation landmark. While you're in scan mode, you scan mode. Heading level 1.
Going up.
Scan mode 3 of 13.
Scan mode 3 of 13. That's the page we're on. So down arrow.
Scan mode is a feature of narrator that lets you use just a few keys to move around your screen.
Pressing down again.
Scan mode is already on unless you turned it off. You can practice turning it off and on by pressing caps lock and space bar.
Which I've
Be sure
done.
It's turned on for the remainder of this guide.
Down arrow again.
While you're in scan mode, you can press the up and down arrow keys to read different parts of the page. When you get to something that you want to use, like a link or button, press enter.
Down arrow again.
Group, navigation landmark.
So navigation landmark, down again.
Back button.
Back button.
Next button.
And next button, just press enter.
Group, main landmark. Heading level 1, reading words and characters, 4 of 13.
14.
You can review individual characters in words by using the left and right arrow keys. This is a great way to check spelling, to read word by word. Press control and left arrow or control and right arrow. You can try this now or go to the next screen. Group, navigation landmark. Next button.
Okay, so let's do up arrow.
Back.
Group. Back to the top.
You can heading level 1, reading words and characters, 4 of 13.
Okay, reading words and characters. Now, just as a bit of a tip when you're using this, when you're pressing up or down arrow, the narrator cursor is at the end of the line, not the beginning. All right, so if I press down arrow, have a listen to what happens.
You can review individual characters in words by using the left and right arrow keys. This is a great way to check spelling.
Okay, now, if I was to assume I was at the beginning of the line, I should be able to just press control right arrow.
No next text.
Okay, and I can't. If I do control left arrow, though.
Check to where great A is this key arrow right and left the using by word in character individual review. Can you? No previous text.
Okay, so I'm at the beginning of that line, which was you, etc., etc. If I press up arrow, same thing's going to happen.
Heading level 1, reading words and characters, 4 of 13.
Okay, reading words and characters, 4 of 13. If I press control right arrow again.
No next text.
Okay, control left arrow.
Of 4 characters and words, reading. No previous text.
Okay, so read. So going to the right.
Words.
Left.
Reading.
And still pressing Control. So now to the right.
Words and characters. 4 of 13.
Okay, and of course to read character by character, it's just left or right out by itself. So I'm going to do Control left arrow to get a bit at the beginning of the
characters
line.
Characters and words. Reading. No previous text.
Okay, and then I'm going to press right arrow. So R
E
A D I N G
space W O R D S
words
A N D space C
characters, etc., etc. Now I could press down arrow to go down to next button and press enter. It's a bit faster if I just press the tab key.
Back button, next button.
And space or enter on next. I'm going to press the space bar in this case.
Group
for change.
Main landmark. Heading level 1, headings 5 of 13. In addition to using the up and down arrow keys, you can also move to different sections on a page using headings. Here are some examples of how different heading levels are read out. Heading level 1. This is a heading level 1, which is often used for page titles. Heading level 2. This is a heading level 2, which is often used for section headings within pages. To move to the next heading, press the H key. To go back to the previous heading, press Shift and H. You may need to do that on this page. You can try this now, or go to the next screen. Group, navigation landmark. Next button.
All right, so if I press H now, and that's why I did when we did the caps lock on narrator and one key twice, that's why I pressed H for scan mode, because this is what it's talking about now with what the letter keys represent when you're in scan mode. And of course, as it said, if I try and press H now,
no next heading.
There's no more headings because I'm at the bottom of the screen. So if I press Shift H,
this is a heading level 2, which is often used for section headings within pages. Heading level 2.
Shift H again.
This is a heading level 1, which is often used for page titles. Heading level 1.
And of course, if I try and do it again.
Headings 5 of 13. Heading level 1.
We're at the top heading. If I do it again, Shift H.
No previous heading.
Okay, and if I do H by itself.
This is a heading level 1, which is often used for page titles. Heading level 1.
And H again.
This is a heading level 2, which is often used for section headings within pages. Heading level 2.
And of course, if I want to start reading line by line, just press down arrow.
To move to the next heading, press the H key. You can try this now, or go to the next screen.
Okay, and I'm going to press tab.
Back button. Next button.
And I'm going to hit enter for a change, rather than
group,
spacebar.
Main landmark. Heading level 1. Landmarks 6 of 13. Landmarks are like containers that enclose similar parts of a page or app, and you can navigate directly to them. They can be a grouping of similar elements, like buttons or blocks of text, or a single element like a search box. You'll see them a lot on the web. There are generally three types of landmarks. Navigation landmarks let you move between different parts of an app. The next and back buttons on this page are inside a navigation landmark. Main landmarks are an app's content. The words are part of this page's main landmark. Search landmarks are typically search boxes. We'll talk more about these later. To move to the next landmark, press the D key. To go back to the previous landmark, press Shift and D. You may need to do that on this page. You can try this now, or go to the next screen. Group, navigation landmark. Next button.
Right, so if I press D, of course, as it said previously with the headings, there's no more landmarks on this page. Pressing D.
No next landmark.
Yep. And Shift D.
Group, main landmark.
There's the main landmark or content. If I press down arrow.
Heading level 1, landmarks 6 of 13.
Okay, if I press Shift D again.
No previous landmark.
Okay, no previous landmark. Pressing D to go forward.
Group, navigation landmark.
There's a navigation landmark. If I press down.
Back button.
Back button.
Next button.
Next button. And
group,
enter.
Main landmark. Heading level 1, entering text, 7 of 13. Text boxes
entering
are places
text,
on a page where
13.
You can enter your own text. You'll find them a lot in forms. When you land inside a text box, scan mode will automatically turn off. After you're done typing, you can use the down arrow key to keep going. If you're in a multi-line text box, you may need to press the down arrow several times to get out of the box. Once you're out of the text box, scan mode will turn back on. There's a single line text box below. Go ahead and practice entering text. This is a label for a text box, editing. Item described by you're now inside the text box, so you can start typing.
All right, let's check where we are. I'm going to do narrator or caps lock and tab.
This is a label for a text box, editing. Item described by you're now inside the
right,
text box,
so
you can start
press
typing.
Up arrow.
There's a single line text box below.
And down arrow.
This is a label for a text box, editing, blank. Item described by you're now inside the text box, so you can start typing.
Okay, press down again.
Group, navigation landmark, scan.
Okay, so I just said scan, it means scans back on again if I press up, all right?
This is a label for a text box, editing, blank. Scan off, editing, item described by your
now
inside the text
this
box,
is probably
so you can start typing.
Because of it's a Windows Insider build, because when I pressed down to get to the edit box, it didn't say scan off, it only said scan off when I pressed the up arrow to go back to the edit box. So if I type in, hello world.
Misspelled, what?
Whoops. Hello, what? Let me just press backspace.
Space D O W space.
And space.
Hello.
W O I world.
World.
Okay, now if I press up arrow, let's see what it does this time.
Hello world.
And up arrow again.
There's a single line text box below. Go ahead and practice entering text. Scan.
Okay, so scan's now on, so I press down arrow.
This is a label for a text box. Editing. Hello world. Scan off. Editing.
That's better, because it's got text that I'm assuming now. If I press down arrow again.
Group. Navigation landmark. Scan.
It says scan, so it scans back on again. If I press up arrow.
This is a label for a text box. Editing. Hello world. Scan off. Editing.
Scans off, so I can type in. Let me just press left arrow.
D. L. R. O. W.
Yep, that's world. W. Pressing right arrow.
O. R. L. D.
Hello world.
World.
Space. This.
This.
Is me. Full stop. Me. Okay, and if I press down arrow.
Group, navigation, landmark, scan.
Scans back on again. All right, so as you can tell, when you go into edit field, it'll say scan off. When you up and down arrow out of it, it'll say scan on. And of course, if you press tab to come out of it, let me just press up arrow.
This is a label for a text box, editing. Hello world, this is me. D, scan off, editing.
Beautiful. Now let's just press tab and see what it says.
Back button, scan.
Yep, scan back on again. Beautiful.
Next button.
Just press tab again to go to the next button and spacebar.
Main landmark. Heading level 1. Buttons, checkboxes, and other controls. 8 of 13. Controls let you take actions and make choices.
So is this
next
controls?
And back buttons in this guide are a type of control. You'll get to try out several different types of controls on this page. To move between them, press the up and down arrow keys, or press tab or shift and tab.
Which is what we've been doing.
Using the tab key will work to move between controls even when you're not using a screen reader like Narrator. In some cases, The up and down arrow keys may move you through a list of choices in a control. Once you get to the choice you want, press Enter. You'll also press Enter to use controls that only have two states, like a toggle or checkbox.
Mm-hmm.
Uncheck this is a checkbox text label checkbox.
Checkbox, so yeah, hit Enter.
Checked.
It's on. Enter again.
Unchecked.
It's off. Okay, let's go to the next control, down arrow.
This is a combo box text label, combo box, collapsed.
Okay, now this is what it was warning you about. When you open up a list, pressing down arrow will go through the options, then you've got to hit enter to choose the one you want, so enter.
Expanded.
So I've expanded the combo box, pressing down.
Choose a continent, 1 of 8,
this is choosing non-selected. A continent.
Africa, 2 of 8, Antarctica, 3, Asia, Australia, 5 of 8,
non-selected. And let me choose Australia by pressing enter.
This is a combo box text label, Australia, combo box,
beautiful.
Collapsed.
Pressing down.
Australia, 5 of 8, selected. Off. This is a toggle text label, toggle switch.
Okay, text label switch, currently off, hitting enter.
On, this is a toggle text label,
enter again.
Off, this is a toggle text, this is a search box text label, editing, blank. Scan off, editing, item described by type, the name of the content.
If this scan off, so I can type in,
capital I
want to find where David is hiding.
One, hiding, one suggestions.
Oh, one suggestion? What? Pressing down arrow.
No results found.
Oh,
one
good.
One selected.
Thought it was doing a real search then. All right, pressing down again. And that appears to be as far as we can go. All right, let me press the tab key.
Back button, scan.
And like, scans back on again.
Next
and
button.
Let's press enter on next button.
Group, main landmark. Heading level 1. The narrator key, 9 of 13.
Okay,
you may have noticed that the caps key, lock is an essential key in many narrator commands. When used in narrator, caps lock is also known as the narrator key. Insert can also serve as your narrator key. So, when you encounter a command that uses the narrator key, just remember that you can use either caps lock or insert. The narrator key will be referred to as simply narrator in commands from now on.
Now, I'm not too sure why I said narrator.
Next button.
All right, so pretty straightforward. Now, keep remembering that you can still use all your normal commands. So, if I press Shift H to go back to the top of the screen.
The narrator key, 9 of 13,
okay.
Heading level 1.
And pressing down arrow.
You may have noticed that caps lock is an essential key in many narrator commands. When used in when you encounter a command that uses the narrator...
Control key to shut it up. There's my Apple Watch. My Apple Watch is very busy today. I've done several recordings today and it keeps going off all the time. All right, so basically remember that the narrator key can be the caps lock key or an insert key. So insert one twice for keyboard exploration, etc., or insert T for title of window, or insert tab to read current item, or caps lock 1 twice, caps lock T, or caps lock tab. All right, let me press the tab key.
Back, next, back, button, next, button.
Okay, let me just check where I am by doing caps lock and tab.
Next, button.
And spacebar.
Group, main landmark. Heading level 1, important narrator commands, 10 of 13. Let's go over a few narrator commands that let you customize what and how narrator reads things to you. Here they are. Increase narrator voice speed by pressing narrator and the plus sign. Decrease voice speed by pressing narrator and the minus sign. Hear the current item by pressing narrator and tab. Hear the title of a window by pressing narrator and T. To go to the top of a window, press narrator and home. To go to the bottom of a window, press narrator and end. To read from wherever you are, press narrator and R. To read from the top of the window, press narrator and W. To browse a list of narrator commands, press narrator and F1. To open narrator settings, press Windows logo key and Control and N. Group, navigation landmark, next button.
Okay, that's a lot of basic commands there. So I'm just going to press Shift H to go to the top of the screen, to the top heading.
Important narrator commands, 10 of 13,
okay,
heading level
and
1.
And let's press down to repeat them.
Let's go over a few narrator commands that let you customize what and how narrator reads things to you. Increase narrator voice speed by pressing narrator and the plus sign.
Okay, so narrator and plus is speed up voice, down arrow.
Decrease voice speed by pressing narrator and the minus sign.
Okay, narrator minus is decrease speed.
Hear the current item by pressing narrator and tab.
Okay, narrator and tab is what I've been using all the time to check what object I'm on.
Hear the title of a window by pressing narrator and T.
And of course, you can practice these while you're in here by saying, let me do caps lock and T on narrator and T.
Narrator quick start window.
Okay, dinner again.
To go to the top of the window, press narrator and home.
Now remember on a Surface Pro keyboard, to use home and end, you hold down the function key. So to jump at the top of the screen, it would be caps lock or narrator, function left arrow, or the end of the screen or the end of the window would be caps lock or narrator, function and right arrow. All right, so let me just press dinner again.
To read from wherever you are, press narrator and R.
Caps lock or narrator and R, read from where you are. Keep going.
To read from the top of the window, press narrator and W.
Narrator and W to read from the top of the window.
To browse a list of narrator commands, press narrator and F1.
And that's actually one that's really good to read a list of all the narrator commands. If I did that now, narrator and F1.
Tooltip, brightness level 40.
Now, I've got my function keys turned off at the moment, so I'm going to hold down the FN key and do it. So, caps lock and narrator, FN and F1.
Search all commands window, search box, editing, scan off. Stop reading, control, do primary action, narrator plus enter, move to next item, narrator plus right arrow, move to previous.
Okay, now I'm going to stop that reading. I'm not going to go through these at the moment, particularly if you're getting used to narrator, because they're a bit overwhelming, some of them. Not overwhelming as far as complications are concerned, but there's a lot of them. All right, so what I'm going to do now, I'm just going to press escape.
Narrator quick start window, group, main landmark. Heading level 1, important narrator.
And I'm back to the screen that I was in with the quick start. Let me just press down arrow.
Let's go. To read from the top of the window, to browse a list of narrator commands, to open narrator settings, press Windows logo key and Control and N.
Let me press Control, Windows and N for narrator. Then, of course, that's N for November.
N. Settings window. Use narrator group on. Use narrator to read and interact with your device. Toggle switch.
Okay, use narrator to interact with your device, pressing tab.
Check to allow the shortcut key to start narrator checkbox.
Okay, checkbox to allow the shortcut key to start narrator. Tab again.
Learn narrator basics with quick start, link.
Learn narrator basics with quick start. That's exactly what we're doing at the moment. And pressing tab again.
Learn how to use narrator, link.
Learn how to use narrator. That's actually the online user guide.
Choose when to start narrator group. Check start narrator after sign in checkbox. Check start narrator before sign in for everyone checkbox.
Start narrator before login. Tab again.
Sync settings group. Use current settings before
Sync
sign in.
Sync settings.
Button. Personalize narrator's voice group. Choose a voice.
Personalize
Microsoft James English
the
Australia.
Voice you're using.
Combo
I'm using
box.
James
Laps.
Australia.
Learn how to add more voices. Link.
Learn how to new voice. Learn how to use new voices, etc. All right, so I'm going to go back into the quick start, so I'm just going to press Alt Tab.
Narrator quick start 2 of 7.
Release.
Narrator quick start window, group, main landmark, heading level 1.
And let's just press down to get back to
read from the top of the window. To browse a list of narrator, to open narrator settings, press Windows logo key and group, navigation landmark.
And back to the landmark navigation settings.
Next button.
And let's press enter on next.
Group, main landmark, heading level 1. Try it out, explore a web page, 11 of 13. Let's practice what you've learned so far by exploring a sample web page. Here's a reminder of some of the skills you can use. To move up and down a page, press the up and down arrow keys. To review individual text characters, press the left and right arrow keys. To read word by word, Press Ctrl and left arrow or Ctrl and right arrow. To move between headings, press the H key or Shift and H. To move between landmarks, press the D key or Shift and D. This page has a search box that makes suggestions as you type. Once you hear narrators say, search or enter web address, editing type the word more. Then, press the up and down arrow keys to move through the options and press enter to choose one. All the options will take you to the same page.
All right, so let's just press down arrow.
Search or enter web address, editing, blank.
Okay, scan so I said type editing. In more, so I'm going to do M-O-R-E.
Three suggestions.
Oh, three suggestions. Beautiful. Down arrow.
www.moreachablesplease.com, one of three, selected.
Okay, and down again.
moreachablesplease.com, two or three, selected.
Okay, let's hit enter on one of these ones.
Search or enter web address, editing moreachablesplease.com.
Okay, down arrow.
About blank pane, more vegetables please, better veggies, better
absolutely.
Living.
Absolutely.
Scan.
More vegetable, you heard it say scan back on again.
Image, more veggies please, fast and healthy. Classic margherita pizza with basil and fresh mozzarella.
Pizza and vegetables, oh wait, it's a bit naughty. Anyway, so you can, again, practice all your reading commands on this pretend web page if you also want. All right, so for the moment, let me just press the tab key.
Uncheck 1 1/3 cups warm water checkbox.
So we're getting the ingredients now. Again, I can just keep pressing tab to go through this
uncheck
whole
two,
page.
Uncheck 2, uncheck 1, uncheck, uncheck 3.
Okay, now if I don't want to go through the whole page, I want to go down to the bottom, I can actually just press caps lock FN right arrow.
Next button.
And there's the next button at the bottom of the screen. So pressing spacebar or enter.
Group, main landmark, heading level 1, navigating apps, 12 of 13. The next few skills work whether or not you're using a screen reader like narrator. Heading level 2, switching between apps. When you have several apps open, you can switch between them by pressing Alt and Tab. You may need to hold down Alt and press the Tab key several times to find the app you want. If you try the shortcuts on this page, use Alt and Tab to get back to this guide. Heading level 2, searching for apps. Pressing the Windows logo key gets you to the start menu and to the search box on your taskbar. From there, you can enter the name of the app you want to find. Then, use the up and down arrow keys to move through the options and press enter to select one. Heading level 2, closing apps. To close an app, press Alt and F4. You may need to press the FN key before you do this.
Yes, I
group,
do.
Navigation landmark. Next button.
Okay, some really good hints there on normal standard Windows command, quotes for normal. All right, so if I press Alt and Tab.
Settings 2 of 7. Inbox, Vision Australia. Twitter 4 of 7. Weather 5 of 7. News 6 of 7. Narrator settings 7 of 7. Narrator quick start 1 of 7.
Of course, to get back to the one I want to go, I'm going to release my Alt key.
Narrator quick start window. Group,
and I'm back.
Main.
If I press my Windows key.
Start window, Cortana window, search box, editing, scan off. Item described by type here to set.
Okay, and if I want to get into an app without having to go through Alt-Tab, I'm going to type in mmail.
Suggestions available. Mail, trusted Microsoft Store app. Press
okay,
right to switch to
the
preview.
First one I wanted, so I'm going to
selected.
Hit enter.
Inbox, Vision Australia,
okay,
mail
and
window.
And I'm back into my mail app. And if I want to get back to Windows Quick Start, I'm going to do Alt and Tab.
Narrator Quick Start 2 of 7. Group, main landmark.
And
Narrator Quick Start window, heading
key,
level 1.
Back into
navigating
start.
Apps, 12 of 13. The next few skills work whether or not you're using a screen.
And of course, to close an app down, let me just do Alt-Tab.
Inbox, Vision Australia, mail to
mail,
inbox.
And I'm just going to do Alt-F4 without holding down FN.
Narrator quick start window, group, main landmark.
And I've closed down mail and I've come back to narrator. And of course, because my FN key wasn't hardware set, that's why it didn't mute my Surface Pro. If I press FN key, now if I press F4, now I press Alt-Tab, I've got no speech, okay? Press F4 again.
Tooltip, volume level 54.
Okay, volume's back on again. I'm going to hit the FN key to put my keys back in the software. And I'm going to do Alt-Tab.
Narrator quick start 2. Narrator quick start
and
window.
And less my
group,
keys and I'm back
landmark.
Into quick start. All right, so quite some useful keyboard commands there for Windows. I'm going to press Tab.
Back button. Next button.
And there's the next button. I think that's my Google Home going off. Okay, let's press Enter.
Group, main landmark. Heading level 1, guide summary, 13 of 13. Congratulations. You've reached the end of this guide.
13 of 13.
We hope it was helpful. Each section is linked below, so you can review it again if you want. When you're ready to dive deeper, you can check out the Narrator user guide for even more info. Welcome to Narrator, 1 of 13, link. Explore your keyboard, 2 of 13, link.
Okay, so I'll stop at reading, and of course we can go Shift-H.
Guide summary, 13 of 13, heading level 1.
Pressed arrow.
Congratulations. You've, when you're ready to... Welcome to Narrator.
Welcome to Narrator.
Explore your keyboard.
Explore your keyboard.
Scan mode. Scan mode. Reading words and characters.
So let's go back up.
Scan. Explore your keyboard. Welcome to Narrator. 1 of 13.
Welcome to Narrator. Enter.
Group. Main landmark. Heading level 1. Welcome to Narrator quick start. 1 of 13. Welcome back. This guide will come up every time you open Narrator. If you don't want to see it again, check the box next to don't show this guide again.
Now, remember, if you're a bit paranoid, you're not sure what your function keys are set to when you press Alt F4, then you can do Alt Spacebar, of course.
System, menu.
And press down arrow.
Restore, move, size, minimize, maxima, close, menu item, and menu key C.
Enter.
Weather window.
Okay, so now I've actually closed quick start. So if I press Alt Tab now.
Settings 2 of 5, Twitter 3 of 5, News 4 of 5, Narrator settings 5 of 5. Weather 1 of 5, settings 2 of 5, settings okay. Window.
And of course, at any time, if you want to get back and rerun the quick start guide for Narrator, you can go back into ease of access, choose Narrator and the quick start. Or if you haven't ticked it until not come on after you run Narrator, you can unload Narrator, of course, with control, Windows and enter.
Exiting Narrator.
And run it again with control, Windows and enter.
Start Narrator settings, Narrator quick start. One running window is requesting attention. New notification window.
Let me just press Alt Tab.
Narrator Quick Start 1 of 6. There Narrator Quick Start window. Group. Main landmark. Heading level 1. Welcome to Narrator Quick Start 1 of 13.
And there we go. I'm just going to close it. I'm going to do Alt F4 just for a change. Hopefully, I've got my function keys turned off. Alt F4.
Settings window. Beautiful. Use Narrator Group. Learn Narrator Basics.
Cool. So that concludes this demo of the absolute excellent job that Microsoft has done with the Quick Start Basics of Learning Narrator, plus a few keyboard stroke Windows commands. And that will do me for this demo. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.